Now, some people would say, oh, that just sounds so crazy. You know, why would you even imagine that what you think can affect what's going on in your body? Well, think about something simple like anxiety. If you're anxious, it can affect your heart rate. And what is your heart? Your heart is an organ. And what is that organ made of? It's made out of cells. So if anxiety can transmit impulses to affect cells in the heart, and if loneliness can affect cells in the blood, why would we not want to believe that cells are affected by our emotions?
Exactly. Well put. You know, this is about the law of attraction and the power behind our thoughts and emotions. I love it. Where does spirituality come into play here? Let's talk about spiritual perception, because I read in your article that spiritual practices actually affect the brain.
Very much so. In fact, you know, in my book, Life Unlocked, one of the things that I do in every chapter, and I describe 7 revolutionary ways to overcome fear, and a lot of people thought, well, this is, since it's based in brain science, it's going to be about scientific evidence that has nothing to do with spirituality. But in fact, throughout the book, in every chapter, I use what I call a map change approach, where the M stands for meditation, the A for attention, and the P for psychological insight. And a lot of studies have shown that in a large number of these conditions, there's significant scientific evidence to support the use of meditation. What meditation does is, aside from creating this greater coordination in your frontal lobe, it creates what we call a greater state of mindfulness. And when we talk about meditation, I would say that this would apply to most forms of meditation practiced well, but the research that we have is mostly on mindfulness meditation, transcendental meditation, and compassion meditation. And we have some research on Qigong as well. What I would say is that when we're meditating, it actually has an impact on the amygdala. And the reason I would say that is a recent study looked at people under 2 conditions. It looked at people who were doing what we call cognitive reflection, you know, asking why did I feel this and why did this happen and how does, you know, asking lots of questions and reflecting. And when they looked at amygdala activation, they found that amygdala activation was increased when we have cognitive reflection. However, when we have emotional introspection, which is simply placing your attention on where you feel the emotion in your body, letting the attention be there without judgment, without criticism, without asking millions of questions, the activation of the amygdala decreases, suggesting that pure emotional introspection, simply internalizing attention, placing it on where you feel the emotion in your body, can decrease activation of the fear center in the brain.
Wow.
These 2 pieces of evidence, coordination in the frontal lobe, as well as this finding that the amygdala activation can actually decrease in meditation, are very powerful suggestions that the meditative state or the spiritual state can significantly impact emotions. But it doesn't just stop there. It actually goes on to habits that people have. There have been some initial studies that show pretty convincingly and published in reputable journals that transcendental meditation can decrease cigarette smoking in youth. And in addition to that, there have been studies that show that meditation, it was the first treatment to be found to be effective in the prevention and treatment of hypertension in a mainstream cardiac journal, suggesting that, once again, there is a connection between the mind and the body. And I have no idea why people reject this idea that there is a connection between the mind and the body, because the brain, which is responsible for mediating a lot of these emotional states, is connected to the rest of the body. In fact, the rest of the body relies on the brain. So if we believe that emotions are generated by, or at least mediated by, the brain, why wouldn't we think that they would affect the rest of our organs? If you look at the top 10 list of any cancer or most medical diseases, somewhere on that list you will find stress, because stress is one of those conditions that activates a whole lot of abnormal hormonal systems in the brain that then impacts your organs throughout the rest of your body. So there again, we have some evidence that stress can impact the biology of your body, which can then impact